Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It. I'm Tiffany Hansen in for Allison Stewart today. Whether you're looking for your latest true crime fix, are excited about the new season of Serial, or want to relive every Lonely Island digital short from Saturday Night Live history, this latest slate of podcasts has something for everyone. Joining us to highlight some of his favorites is Nick Kwa, podcast critic for Vulture and New York Magazine. Nick, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And listeners, of course, we want to hear from you. What podcast have you really enjoyed lately? We're crowdsourcing your podcast recommendations. You can give those to us by calling or texting 212-433-9692-212-433-WNYC. Nick, a few years ago, you wrote a piece called Podcasting is Just Radio Now. I'm just wondering, I mean, first of all, when you look at the list of podcasts right now, that sort of does seem the case. But I'm wondering if you think anything has changed since you wrote that piece back in 2022.
You know, I think it's become more of the case. I think when I wrote that case, that piece a couple of years ago, it was just sort of reflecting on the changing economics and the kinds of shows that we produce in response to those economics, which tends to be more personality driven, tends to produce more shows that sound more like the stuff that used to thrive and continues to thrive on broadcast radio. And that continues to be the case. But however, there are still very clear pockets for, on the one hand, independent shows, you know, stranger creations, stranger voices, and on the other hand, stuff that feels closer to audio documentary, which was the form that we, at least I, sort of aesthetically associated podcasting with through 2014 to 2020. And you know, the couple of there's still a lot of really good releases on both parts on both types of forums. Mm-hmm. But we're still trying to carve out good pieces of art in the middle of all this commerce.
I wonder, speaking of the line of commerce, I'm wondering what you think about TikTok stars having their own podcasts. Is it really just about more continued shameless self-promotion?
Well, it's, you know, that's one way to put it. The way I believe their agents would put it, which is you're expanding the brand, right? In many senses, it's like not very different from, say, like Ryan Seacrest also having a show on SiriusXM, right? This dynamic has existed in the radio world for a very long time. And as long as one is a celebrity with influence and social capital, one would say, there are always sort of, you know, places where they believe they can find more buckets of money, which is essentially what's driving those dynamics, right? They can reach more people, they can sell more stuff.
Right. Has anybody made that TikTok podcast jump successfully, in your opinion? And I guess I'm going to determine success not by money made, but by, you know, it's good. It's actually good to listen to.
Is actually good. Well, that's, you know, you're asking a wrong person about this. Like, I have very complicated feelings about personality-driven shows.
Okay, we'll have you back for a whole show shows. On that. Yeah, right? Nick's complicated feelings. All right, yes. Yeah. But yes, no, maybe so?
You know, maybe so. We'll see. There's nothing that I can firmly say, like, I think this is quote-unquote good in any sort of objective aesthetic sense. But it is, if you like, say, Bobby Elhoff and her deal on TikTok, you might like her show. But if you don't like her, you're not unfamiliar with her, I'm not so sure why you would listen to something
that. All right, listeners, we need your podcast recommendations. 212-433-9692. You can text us. You can call us. 212-433-WNYC. Nick, let's just dive in here. How about we go back to the original? Well, not really the original, but Serial, right? There's a new season of Serial.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, so tell us about that, and then I'll ask you the follow-up. First, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that it's been 10 years since season one came out,
right?
2014, around the fall. With season four, it's they're taking a look at Guantanamo Bay, and here they're sort of continuing a project that they've been done in seasons two and three, in the sense of they're Sarah Koenig partners that with Dana Chivas, a longtime producer on that show. And they're providing sort of an inside outlook of Guantanamo Bay. So it's in a sense, you can kind of think about it as an oral history from the inside, based on direct testimony from people who've experienced the place firsthand, from former detainees to guards to to warden and translator. And the sort of larger project that they're sort of going after is to provide like a sense experience on Guantanamo Bay as a way to explore the boondoggle that is the American War on Terror. And in many senses, it's similar to the third season, which did a very similar thing with one courthouse in Cleveland. And so this feels like where the project of Serial is now, in its sort of latter stages, in a sense of it is these big, sweeping, ambitious projects about American systems and justice, which I don't think a lot of people associate with the show, but it's
Yeah, I
really
was
what the
going to
show's
say,
become.
really, this is a pivot from their kind of true crime origins.
Right. And I would guess that they would sort of not appreciate this association of true crime, but that is essentially
Right.
what made the show gave the show its name, right?
Right,
But
right, right.
the second season, took on the sort of the really strange story of Bo Bergdahl, the army sergeant who went missing for who went AWOL in Afghanistan and was kidnapped by the Taliban for a while.
Right.
But that ended up being a story about like why we send men to war. And it's sort of like seasons 2, 3, and 4 just became these sort of much larger, like thinkier shows. And I feel like a lot of people would say, oh, it's never lived up to the heights of the first season or whatever. But the fact of the matter is that they just ended up doing something very different. And I think that association maybe hasn't quite lived on in the culture.
I'm curious what you think. You mentioned what it's been 10 years since the first Serial came out. What do you think has been their lasting impact on podcasting writ large?
A statement that I would make is that it is the show that put podcasting as a cultural interest, as an art form, and as a business on the map. And I say that knowing that, and with a full awareness that the business was building, the culture was building way before 2014 when it first came out. But it was like the sort of the comet that hit the planet and completely changed the terrain of the space. And so the fact that we live in a world where podcasting is not a word that you have to explain to other people, it's directly traceable to the phenomenon that was that first season.
Yeah. We're getting some texts in here, Nick. Waldo from Asbury Park, New Jersey says the podcast Unspooled about the greatest American movies, controversial and uncontroversial, is fantastic. Someone says WNYC's Matt Katz, Inconceivable Truth. Matt was on the Brian Lehrer Show this morning talking about that podcast. I assume that's not Matt who's texting us. Matt Katz's Inconceivable Truth. Favorite podcast is currently NymFet Alumni. Such a great analysis of contemporary trends always feels actually insightful. They are able to actually describe current cultural movements very well. You know that one at all, Nick?
I did. NymFet Alumni was actually recommended to me by John Karabatica, who's a music writer at the Times. I wonder if he's the one who directed that.
Here's another. Hey, WNYC, ahead of Immigrant Heritage Month, I'd like to recommend the Immigrant Jam podcast, a podcast featuring a new immigrant or first-gen immigrant comedian artist every week, hosted by Lucy Pohl. Oh, that's Lucy. Hi, Lucy. Thank you for the recommendation. All right, Nick, you have on your list from WBUR in Boston, Beyond All Repair. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, speaking of the first season of Serial, so this is a show that has come up a lot in when I talk to people about what they're listening to, and this is the show that I think I've heard a lot of people try to compare to the first season of Serial. So it's hosted by Amory Sivertson. She's usually the co-host of a BUR show called Endless Thread, and through one of the episodes that she did for that show, she learns about the story of a woman who was once convicted of murdering her mother-in-law in quite brutal circumstances in the early 2000s. She was later acquitted after a retrial, but was deported back to Guyana, where she's from. And it's that kind of true crime story. It's a kind of true crime story that sort of like lives in a space between like, did she do it? Did she not do it? What's happening here? Who is this person? What is the story that she tells about herself and about the situation? And it sits in that tension because she continues to allege her innocence while a lot of people in her orbit continues to believe that she did it. And it is that very kind of sticky, pretty dynamic true crime show in this vein. Sivertson's a really good host. She spent 3 years, I believe, working on the story. And it's very hooky. So if it's a very, very good addition to this particular subgenre within true crime.
Got it. Nick, I want to bring our listeners in. Alice in the East Village. Good afternoon, Alice.
Hi. So I want to give a shout out to the Anthony Cooper podcast, which you can look up, which is incredible. Julie Louise Dreyfus's podcast, Wiser Than Me.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. And then the podcast that I just keep coming back to is We Can Do Hard Things by Glennon Doyle, her sister Amanda Doyle, and her wife. I forgot her name, but anyway, you can find it.
It's
really, really good. She deals with so many different things. It's wonderful.
Alice, thanks so much for the recommendations. Nick, we got a couple of other people who mentioned Wiser Than Me.
Yeah, that was on your list as well.
It was on my list. So tell us about that. Have you heard it?
I have. I've dipped into it. So Julie Louis-Dreyfus, legendary comedian, star of Seinfeld, Veep, she has conversations with a variety of older women, women in their sort of, one could say, golden years. And essentially, she's taking life lessons at that stage of her life. It's a very good show. It's a very good iteration of this kind of celebrity podcast. I think I know a lot of folks, and myself included, who have reservations about the celebrity podcast genre in general. But if you're going to do it, this is a good way to do it.
Yeah. We were talking about Beyond All Repaired from WBUR. There's another Boston podcast that I've heard folks talking about, and that's the one about the Big Dig. I don't know what it's called.
It's called The Big Dig.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm wondering why The Big Dig is such an enduring, talk about boondoggle.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, The Big Dig is a symbol, right, for this notion that we cannot build things anymore as a country. You know, it's that old Sabatka quote from The Wire. I love that documentary. I love that that series because it's this study of, like, despite the association with boondoggles that The Big Dig was, turned out to be ultimately an effective piece of infrastructure funding. And that tension is, you know, it's not explored very well in the way we understand American politics today.
So we have a public radio fan who likes Spooked, which is from the show Snap Judgment. It's a podcast from Snap Judgment. It's you know, ghost story. That's kind of a simplistic way to put it. But this particular listener is wondering if there are any other good podcasts for people who like that kind of thing, like Spooked.
Oh, like creepy things?
Like creepy things, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot. There's like actually a pretty so Spooked is unique in the sense that it's nonfiction or it's
right.
Nonfiction adjacent.
Quote unquote, right.
Some of the episodes, but it's a very rich kind of community of fiction podcasts that explores creepy things. You know, Welcome to Night Vale has been there for a very long time.
Right.
They're still pumping out shows. Archive 81 is an old fiction podcast that was recently adapted into a Netflix series. That's pretty good. It's classic kind of found footage conceits, which I think podcasting likes to explore quite a bit. There's a bunch. The BBC, I think, also has a variety of these kinds of nonfiction horror shows. I can't quite recall the specific name of one, but there's a pretty long-running good one that I'm sorry, I can't quite remember.
No, that's all right. You mentioned the BBC. One of their podcasts is on your list, Things Fell Apart.
Yeah, so Things Fell Apart is a creation of John Ronson, who's a, you know, magazine writer, non-fiction writer, author. He's also a screenwriter. He wrote Okja, which is that Bong Joon-ho movie. So he, as a non-fiction writer, he spent the better part of his career kind of working on somewhat strange stories. So The Psychopath Test is one. The Men Who Stare at Goats, which was also adapted into a movie, was another. But with Things Fell Apart, and this is the second season that came out this year, it's kind of a repository for his stories focused on, like, the COVID present. And the thing that he's trying to explore is sort of how society kind of lost its hold on reality. So a lot of stories about the culture wars. It's a lot of stories about the conspiracy theories and the institutional collapse. But he does this thing where he kind of connects what feels like extraneous stories to very direct things that we're sort of grappling with today. So, like, how say, like, a mysterious spate of killings of Black sex workers in Florida in the 80s, how that connects to the uprisings around George Floyd. That is, on paper, kind of a distant two things to connect, but the way he kind of finds these connections and explores certain strains of sociological outcomes is quite compelling. And so I highly recommend this show. It's really good. He's a really, really fascinating creator.
Give us the title again.
Things Fell Apart.
Got it. All right. I want to bring Philomena in from Montclair, New Jersey. Good afternoon.
Hello. I'm really enjoying this. I have a favorite podcast called Pep Talk for Artists. And it's a wonderful podcast by Amy Toledo. She's an artist. And she talks to other artists and creatives about their work, about exhibits they've seen. But she really, I don't know, she captures the person and not the, quote, artist. You know, I mean, she really, when you listen to it, I mean, I listen all the time in my studio to it because it really, it brings, I feel like I have company, you know, that I'm really getting to know people. And I think she's a genius. Anyway, and she's very friendly. And I happen to have been on the podcast too, but I just, because I like it so much, you know.
So it's so. Pep Talk for an Artist. Pep Talk for Artists.
Pep Talk for Artists, yes.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much for the call. Nick, we got another one in. The Black Guy Who Tips is a podcast from the minds of Rod and Karen, a Black Southern married couple who enjoy pop culture, politics, and comedy. Have you heard of that one?
I'm not familiar, but I'm eager to check it out.
All right. And on your list, one we know you've heard of, Stolen, hosted by Connie Walker. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so just wanted to flag that there's a new season of Stolen. So Connie Walker, who's a journalist, she specializes in stories about missing and murdered Indigenous women, both in Canada and the U.S. The last season she did, which came out last year or 2 years ago, it was both Pulitzer and Peabody Award winning. That one was called Surviving St. Michael's, about sort of Indigenous reform school in Canada. Mm-hmm. This new release... Well, the larger context here is that it's unclear what the future of the show is, which is kind of why I wanted to flag it. It was a Spotify-produced and distributed show. Spotify has been doing a huge amount of cuts to the way that they're producing podcasts, so it's unclear. And it seems unlikely that they'll continue funding the show. But they are still putting out this final season, this fourth season. And it sees Walker going to Navajo Nation to chase down a story of two missing women. The first is Ellamae Begay, and the second is Christina Carrillo. And it's Walker doing what she does really, really well, which is this really sort of in-depth, really robust reporting on a part of the country that we should be paying more attention on.
Nick, one of the things about that I love about podcasts is that if you have an interest, you could probably find a podcast on it. We had a recommendation from one of the producers here in the newsroom who is a Formula One fan called Red Flags. There are a lot of niche podcasts that if you say, I like stamp collecting, you could probably go find a podcast on it. Do you see that changing anytime soon?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That is the wonderful thing about podcasting, at least on a structural level, right? The question is whether those niche shows is enough of a business to help those creators make a living. But that is the thing that I personally love about podcasting. I also listen to a lot of niche shows. That's a little hard for me to recommend in a space like this because I don't know how many people say enjoy like a knitting podcast as much as I do, for example. But Red Flags is I believe that's a comedy show about Formula One, and I actually do listen to a ton of Formula One shows because I'm a viewer. And I should also say that I right now it's funny I'm giving you all these recommendations of limited series and mini series and podcasts of this sort, but right now I'm listening to a lot of basketball podcasts because of the playoffs. Go Knicks.
So give us the top. Give us the top basketball podcast.
Oh, you know, there's the Bill Simmons podcast. He does a really good job over there. Dunked On is one that's really for the wonks, sort of statistically minded, I should say. Six Trophies is a really fun kind of cultural, sort of culture, fun pop culture basketball podcast hosted by Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion. And I'm also an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, so I have to shout out Down to Dunk, which is a very, very, I would say poorly edited, but lovely local Oklahoma City show.
Poorly edited and yet still lovely. All
Absolutely.
Right. Last one here. Let's get to Lost Notes really quickly.
Yeah, Lost Notes. It's the fourth season of this kind of, I really love this anthology show. They do music documentaries, basically, that tends to center on Los Angeles. It comes from KCRW, which is a Santa Monica station. And in this fourth season, it's hosted by Navita Camarel and Michael Barnes, and they're specifically looking at the backdrop of the LA soul and R&B scenes between the 50s and the 70s, And they produced essentially a set of eight or nine stories around there that kind of try to tie various songs that you might know of and how it found those roots in the soul and R&B scenes during that era. So I think it opens with an episode about the song Tainted Love, which was, I think, largely known as an 80s anthem, but was originally a, I think, 1964, 1965 B-side by Gloria Jones. And tracing that history is super fun.
Nice.
So if you like that kind of thing, it's a great show. Go back, listen to all the seasons. It's back to back. It's a really, really lovely document.
Nick Kwa, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Nick is podcast critic for Vulture and New York Magazine. Listeners, fear not. We will have all of these podcast recommendations and the book recommendations from Jordan Lof on our website. You can always find all of that there. Coming up tomorrow, a nice day for Billy Idol. He's on tour to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Rebel Yell. He will be in studio to discuss. Join us tomorrow. I'm Tiffany Hansen, filling in for Allison Stewart. This is All of It.